playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Sue Gerald, the CEO and head librarian over at the Wawa Public Library. So first of all, thank you so much for speaking with me again.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me here.
So summer is still underway. It's getting a little closer to the end, but still a lot of things happening over there. And one of those is an event coming up in about a week. That is the escape room. You have a special escape room coming up.
Yes, we decided we'd try our hand at doing an escape room just as a little fundraiser for the library. So the event will be taking place at the old OPP, which is now the municipal conference room. So we've rented that area out for the weekend. So beginning the evening of the 18th, all day on the 19th, and part of the day on the Sunday the 20th, we'll have some time slots available for people to book their chance of trying to get out of our escape room. It's to be a lot of fun. We're asking $20 for a four-player team. We have lots of openings still available, so you just have to call here at the library and book your spot, and we'll go from there.
Now, escape room does kind of have an explanation in its name, but for anybody who isn't very familiar with the idea, what is an escape room?
So basically, we set up different clues and locks and different things that you have to try and work your way out of. So our theme is based on the Stranger Things book series and Netflix series, so there will be references made to Stranger Things throughout the game. So just follow the clues and see where it leads you and see if you can get yourself out. So we're having some fun and we're using the old holding cell from the police station as part of the what you have to escape. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I certainly hope to see a lot of people out trying it out and see how we do for our first escape room.
Well, it sounds interesting. So you were mentioning time slots of this half an hour, an hour, or some other time?
It will be an hour time slots each. We're giving 45 minutes to each team to escape, and then we allow ourselves a 15 minutes to reset the room for the next team to come in. So we're asking everybody if they're scheduled to make sure they're on time so we don't run into other people's teams and cutting back times. Like I said, an hour for each team, and hopefully you can get through. And I think we're planning on if anybody's having a hard time, because we're not sure what, you know, this is a first for us, so we're trying to, you know, making sure it's not too hard but not too easy. So we're hoping that if anyone has trouble, that we'll give them some hints if it should need.
And this is teams of four, I believe?
Yes, four-person team. So $20 will be $5 each person.
Okay, that's not unreasonable. Oh. And where are these funds going?
Just be going to books for the library, any extra activities we want to do and host and things like that. Just whatever we need it for, it'll go for.
Okay, a nice general fundraiser.
Yes, yes.
All right, so again, people are interested in that. What should they do?
Just give us a shout here at the library, 705-856-2244, extension 290 or extension 291.
And it is still the summer. There are still a few things going on. The summer reading, I know when we previously spoke, the Bingo Reading Summer Challenge was one of the things that was highlighted. That's still on for a little bit longer then.
Yes, we're still really busy here at the library with all our programming. Our bingo will officially end on August 25th. So we're asking anybody who is playing to make sure they have the bottom part of their little bingo sheet that they submitted to the library so they can put them in for the draw. So we do have an adult prize and a children's prize. So we want to make sure this is like family reading to encourage everybody to be reading together. And there's quite a few tasks. You only have to do 15 of the tasks. It should be a lot of fun, and we're hoping that people are enjoying it and come in and bring their little slips of paper in so we can add them to the draw.
What are some of the other things going on?
So on the 28th of August will be our year-end summer party. So for all those kids who have registered for the program, and at that time we'll have some prizes for everyone, and of course we'll have a story and some food and hopefully a lot of fun just to wrap everything up for the summer. Before we get to that though, we're going to have a few more clubs yet to do. So Jake has prepared a couple of good science clubs coming up. So this Friday is slime time. So everybody loves doing the slime. So we'll be doing that for a STEAM club. And the following Friday, we're going to try extracting DNA from a strawberry as part of the STEAM club. And of course, we have our clay clubs on Thursday and also our cine club on Thursday morning. So yeah, still lots going on here.
All right. And if people just want to swing by the library, they can learn more about what's going on then.
Absolutely. Anytime. We're happy institutional people around and let them know what we're up to. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you wanted to make sure to mention?
Just come in and check out all the things we have going on. Always something. We're going to start to gear up for October for Ontario Public Library Month. So we'll be gearing up for that as well. And then we're also participating coming up in the Seniors Expo on the September 13th. So we're going to get going with that as well. So we're always busy and trying to get out there, and also everything going on with our seniors programming as well. So there's always something happening at the library. We just want people to come in and ask us about it, and we'd be happy to talk.
All right. Once again, that is Sue Gerald, the CEO and head librarian over at the Wawa Public Library, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.